And this brings me to the second thing accounted for. Accounted for, that is to say, by the fact that at the stage of meditation, both gravitational forces operate. We know that in meditation, we sometimes feel a sort of pull. We sometimes feel, if we've been meditating for some time, fairly successfully, we feel as though we were going. We feel as though we were about to slide down into fathomless depths. Or we feel as though we were about to be carried away, borne away by a great stream flowing strongly and powerfully within us and beyond us. And in such cases, sometimes at least, what we are experiencing, what we are feeling, however obscurely, at however many removes perhaps, is the gravitational pull of the unconditioned. It's that which draws us, as it were, that which attracts us, as it were, that which begins to pull us, as it were, even though we may not be aware of what it is or where it is coming from. But what usually happens? When we start feeling this pull, when we start feeling ourselves going, slipping, sliding, being carried away, we usually resist. We usually pull back. And why is this? We resist, we pull back because we feel afraid. Oh yes, we say with our lips we want enlightenment, want nirvana, but when it really comes to the point, we don't want to be carried away. We don't want to lose ourselves. It reminds me of a little story. It just flashed into my mind. Some of you might have heard it before, but it's very apposite here. It's about an old woman in Japan. A very devout old woman, very devout Buddhist. She used to go along to the temple of Amitabha, the Buddha of infinite light, who presides over the Pure Land, into which you're supposed to be reborn after death if you recite his mantra. She used to go along to this temple and she'd worship there every morning. And she'd bow down many times and she'd say, "O Lord, O Amitabha, O Buddha of infinite light, O Buddha of eternal life, please take me away. Please take me from this wretched, sorrowful, wicked world. Let me be reborn into your pure land. Let me die tonight. Let me be reborn into the pure land. That's where I want to go, so that I can be in your presence, so I can see all day, all night, the Buddha of infinite light, and hear your teaching and gain nirvana." So in this way, very, very tearfully and with great sincerity, she used to pray every morning and sometimes every evening too. So what happened? A certain monk in that temple overheard her a number of times praying and weeping to be taken away by Amitabha, to be taken away from this wicked world to the Pure Land. So he thought, all right, we shall see. So what did he do? The image in front of which she used to pray and weep, like many images in Japan, was an enormous one, about 20, 30 feet high. So when the old woman came next, the monk hid behind the image. And there was the old woman praying, "Lord, please take me now. Please take me now. Let me be reborn in the Pure Land. Let me go. Take me." And weeping and sobbing and so on. So the monk, from behind the great image, called out in a great booming voice, "I shall take you now." So the old woman leapt up with a shriek of terror. She rushed out of the temple, and as she rushed out, she called back over her shoulders to the image, "Won't the Buddha let me have my little joke?" So this is how it is. This is how it is. We say that we want to gain enlightenment. We say that we want nirvana. And we say, no doubt with complete sincerity, that's what we're meditating for. But as soon as in the meditation we start feeling that pull, so long as we start feeling that we're going, that we're going to be carried away, that we're going to lose ourselves, we draw back. Just like the old woman, we're afraid. We don't want to lose ourselves. But this is, in fact, just what we must learn to do, whether in meditation or other aspects, other levels of the spiritual life. We have to learn just to lose ourselves, learn just to let go, not hold on, not cling on. This is the most difficult thing in the world, just to let go, to give up, if you like, not give up in the ordinary everyday sense, but to give up spiritually, in a spiritual sense, just, if you like to use more religious terminology, just to surrender to the unconditioned.